Today is Friday, September 30th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another Friday, but you know what? It's going to be a busy weekend because I have a haircut tomorrow, and that takes all day. And then Sunday is church and basically errands day. You know, if we need to mow, we mow. If we need to, although we have moved grocery shopping to Mondays now, so there is that. But a lot going on the weekend, and so it's going to fly by, and then we're going to be right back into the next week. And I tell you what, we have so much because we need to get our booster shots for COVID. And technically, the places around here are still saying, oh, you need to be immunocompromised. But I'm pretty sure that they opened up the booster shots for everyone. But Mark is going to the Philippines on October 14th, and so that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And, you know, I'm going on a cruise in November. Well, Mark and I are both going with Daniel and Zach on a cruise in November, and so we want to be boosted. And technically, maybe I should wait a little bit longer before I get my booster, but because Mark is going to, I think he should get his booster before he travels. We were just going to do it together, but the thing is, we've got to find a time when we can go. We've got to find a pharmacy that will give it to us, even though we're not immunocompromised. we need to, there are things we need to do. And then I'm trying to think what else that he needs to do. Well, he's got a bunch of clothes he wants to take back to the Philippines. So, because they don't throw away things, they just take them back to the Philippines and then give them around, you know, share them around with people who are less fortunate than you are, which is good. But he's going through all the clothes. He has a whole closet full of clothes that he doesn't wear anymore, and some of mine as well, that he wants to pack up in spare luggage and take with him. But he's also got to get his passport. And he cannot call the passport place until Monday. So his trip will be less than 2 weeks from when he calls them. He will be 12 days from flying. And he does not have a passport because, I mean, he has a passport, but it's a Philippines passport and he's now a U.S. citizen. And so he's got to do that as well. And I may or may not go with him depending on like what day he's going to go and all that kind of good stuff. Work is really busy. And so, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take off work because we're starting the season of planning, you know, as we do for all of our, every quarter, like a month before we start planning for the next quarter. And I always say to myself, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be prepared. I'm not going to wait until the last minute. And every quarter, I wait until the last minute. Like, I wait until the last minute. It's just a thing that I do. And in life, in general, I'm a procrastinator. And I have all these aspiring goals to do things early and continually do them. And I don't succeed a lot of times. So, I don't know. So anyway, just a lot of stuff coming up that we need to do. A lot of, you know, making time for getting things out of the way. And then, you know, and then the holidays will be coming up. Oh my gosh, I just pushed buttons. I don't know how that's going to affect the recording, but I pushed a button that muted everything. I hope it didn't change the recording. But anyway, regardless, lots going on. So last night we did have dinner with my parents. It went off well. We ate at Ruth's Chris. And so we had steak. And it was all really good. It took longer than I thought it was going to take. We were there for, I don't know, I guess it wasn't that long for a nice restaurant, really. I mean, if you really think about it, we got there around 6:30 was our reservation, and we were about 10 after 8 we were in our car. So a little bit over an hour and a half. But it just felt like it really drug. It felt like it really drug out. Like it really took a long time. And then we came home and we watched some more Better Call Saul, because we're now on season 5. So we are on the current season. We have made it all the way. We have done all of Breaking Bad. We've watched the Breaking Bad movie. We now are on season 5 of Better Call Saul. I think this is the last season. I want to say season 5 is the last season. And even though I feel like it was worth watching, so thank you, Kathy Bacon, for recommending that we keep watching it, because I'm really enjoying it, I will say I still think Breaking Bad is better. And then I will make a controversial statement and say I still think Ozark is better than all three, is the best of the three. And I do think they're very similar. Some people say, oh, it's not that similar, but you know, but I mean, a man who, you know, is not a killer or not a criminal necessarily, who goes into a criminal industry to make money, his family is dragged along with him, and he becomes like a mastermind. So he changes over time to become this mastermind. Now in Ozark, the woman has a lot of the smarts. I will say that the wife has a lot of the smarts on the, like, what's his name? Jason Bateman or whatever his name is. He's really good at the money laundering bit, but she's really good at all the other stuff. But it's very similar to me. It's very similar, you know, Walter White, chemistry teacher, becomes a cook, a meth cook. Anyway, regardless, so we watched that, and that's pretty much all we only had a couple of hours after we got home before it was bedtime. And then this morning I had to get up early and take Sydney to the groomer because it was her groomer day. And so I did that. And then Mark had a dentist appointment. And so, you know, I used to go to the orthodontist. I had braces. I went to the dentist every year. I did all that kind of stuff. And in my old age, I'm scared of doctors. I am deathly afraid that they're going to tell me that I have something wrong with me. And so I'm not responsible when it comes to that. But he regularly visits the dentist, does all of his things. I buy my own dental tools and scrape my own teeth. It's crazy. But anyway, he went to the dentist this morning. And so, now I think we are recording Mix Minus tonight because Daniel said he's going to try to make it happen. So we'll see. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No, I won't. Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.